So the devotion for tonight is out of the Marks of Love. Marks of Love. You'll notice that all the readings for the devotion are actually from the Gospel of Mark. So that's where that comes from. But also, we think of the marks of Jesus as well. He was crucified and had marks on his wrists from the nails. And I'm going to go ahead and read this text here. Feel free to open up your devotion too. And then we'll just cover these questions here and then have a time of prayer and we'll close our time out. All right, this comes from Mark chapter 5 and to Wednesday, February 24th. And a great crowd followed Jesus. There was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, where she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garment?" But the woman came in fear and trembling and fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." And then I'll go ahead and read our devotion here. And then there's three questions at the conclusion. We'll just have the time of sharing here. The woman with the bleeding problem had good reason to be afraid. By custom, her illness made her unclean. Someone who should never go into crowds, much less touch a famous rabbi. But she was desperate, and so she decided to steal her healing, to touch Jesus' clothes and run all in secret. But Jesus wanted something better for her. And so as soon as he realized, he basically forced the issue. She told the truth, and instead of being punished, she was blessed, not just physically, but spiritually, socially, and emotionally. God cares about you the same way. There may be one area where you desperately want his help, and it's good for you to seek it, but he wants more of you. He wants you to be his joyful, blessed, forgiven child, living with the real life that Jesus offers everyone who trusts in him. That is why Jesus died and rose again for you. And we'll take a moment here to transition to these questions. The one thing that I just point out here, let me show you this real quick. I'm going to share my screen. And if I can, and I just want to describe something to you as we enter into this conversation here. We have these three questions that we're going to tackle. Hopefully everyone can see this. Oh boy, wish this would go up higher. Can everyone see my shared screen?
Yes.
Great. I want to share with you a chart that I often use. Chart here talks about well-being. Kinds of well-being in this chart. There's in the very center section, there's relational well-being, there's intellectual well-being, emotional well-being, physical well-being, vocational well-being, and financial well-being. Kind of six categories there. Which one of those in your own life do you feel like you're missing? Is there one that you're just kind of short on these days? I just want to pause there. And relational, intellectual, emotional, vocational, physical, financial. As I think about that, I would share with you that the one we're all missing something. I feel like I'm a little lacking in relational. So how do I know that? I called a friend that I haven't talked to for years last week. And I paused and thought, what prompted me to make that call? Well, just connection, you know, and so there's signs that talking to people. If I see someone at church that I haven't seen for a long time, I end up just talking to them safely, but I talk about the silliest things. It's just nice to have someone to connect with. So for me personally, with you, I'm lacking well-being. Does anyone else want to share? You don't have to, a personal thought on that, one of those six categories that you feel like you're just, oh, I'm missing something.
I would agree with you on relational well-being. I think, especially lately, for many of us, just not having the same social outlets and opportunities, I think we, at least I know we are, missing that somewhat.
Yeah.
The living alone makes a difference too. It's there's nobody else here.
Yeah.
I
Well,
think it's more of a social thing. I mean, relational, I feel fine, but it's socially like I went to J&J Electric and I kind of talked their ear off and I thought they don't need to hear this. You just get so desperate for conversation, you start talking to a fence post.
yeah, there you go. Now, let's just think to the story I read from Mark 5 of those categories, the well-being, the wellness wheel. Which of those do you think the woman was lacking?
Physical.
Okay. Yeah, Peggy's right. I think the one that's very clear is she's got a physical challenge here. And that's very serious. And so when she touches Jesus, she wants the physical issue dealt with. But the thing that we see in this text is that Jesus doesn't just heal her physically, which he does, the blood flow stops. But wow, all those categories are filled in. Social, relational, participate in gatherings. By the way, financial, perhaps, because what was not read in this text is that she had spent all her money with many doctors. If you know this text well, the reading here skipped that little piece that she was actually financially struggling, but now she doesn't have to go to the doctors. Intellectually, vocationally, she can have a career, probably more routine patterns. And so I think the beautiful thing here with this passage is a reminder that sometimes we go to Jesus with one of those items, he can fill them all in. And that's where that wellness comes from. We'll go ahead and skip to that second question there. What would you ask Jesus for right now as you're thinking about that wellness wheel? Yeah,
I
maybe.
would say relational wellness, not only for myself and my friends, but I would say for society, because the COVID virus has affected people all over the world. People can't travel, and it's made things difficult in many ways, not just being able to see other people, but in many ways. And so I think that's how I feel about it anyway.
Oh, go ahead and unmute
Sorry.
yourself,
I
Rick.
would just echo what Elaine said. I think that the social restriction through all of this has made some of us a little bonkers in some ways, and maybe over-enthusiastic when we do have the opportunity to connect finally with somebody. But I do think that that's pretty widespread, and I would ask for that for all of us. And especially for those who have been affected the most. But certainly there's still a great deal of physical suffering going on. And so I would ask for that for others as well. One thing I usually find out about myself is that I don't usually know what I really need to ask for. And so I try to ask for God to figure that out for me when I pray. And I know that He will. I know that He can.
Yeah, and I think that gets to that last question. Just what good things has God given you without your asking? Sometimes it's that thing that we haven't asked for that God gives. This woman doesn't ask for all those other categories to get filled in, yet Jesus gives it to her. And so that's the kind of God you have, is a God that you may ask for something, he's going to give you, you know, that and even more to fill you in and make you whole. So I pray that that's a encouragement for you tonight.